The focus at rape crisis centers and emergency shelters for battered women has been on healing physical and emotional scars. Now, more must be done to help mend economic wounds, according to Deborah Robin, deputy director of Jane Doe, Inc., the Massachusetts Coalition Against Sexual Assault and Domestic Violence.
We talk about credit. That's new for lots of folks to even learn about. So we're increasing our own knowledge base. And then I think the important thing is that when we're talking with victims and survivors, really learning about them and learning about their dreams and interests and just thinking about that in a different way.
Domestic violence is the leading cause of women's homelessness in Massachusetts, according to Jane Doe. 60% of battered women are fired or forced to quit their jobs. Women run up large debts for such things as legal bills and child care. Problems are exacerbated in rural areas where poverty rates are higher, jobs scarcer, and transportation limited. 125 people from social service organizations, law enforcement, advocacy groups, and government agencies participated in a conference on Friday titled Your Money and Your Life, Addressing the Economic Security of Survivors of Domestic and Sexual Violence. The meeting at Smith College in Northampton included presentations from national experts and workshops. Sarah Bosinski of Wider Opportunities for Women in Washington, D.C., said there are model programs around the country that could be explored in Western Massachusetts. These include coordinating service providers with regional employment boards and colleges, non-traditional and entrepreneurial work development, and matching savings programs.
No, I'm very excited that this community is focusing on this. Very few states are actually looking at a lot of these rural challenges, and it's such a concentrated effort, so I applaud the state for doing that.
The New England Center for Women in Transition, which serves 30 rural Franklin County towns, has launched a program that offers culturally specific economic empowerment programs. The executive director of the Greenfield-based Rape Crisis and Domestic Violence Center, Cheryl Rogers, said education programs and a business startup came about as a result of focus groups in the Latino community.
Where we're hiring a bilingual seamstress to come in and work with them on a sewing collective, and that collective hopefully will lead to a formal structure where we'll bring somebody in to help them with whether it would be a cooperative model, whether it will be a micro-enterprise, you know, how does that look for their community, and really enabling them to lead the process.
The program at the Franklin County Center and the conference at Smith College are part of the Massachusetts Rural Domestic and Sexual Violence Project. It is funded by a $1 million federal grant authorized by the Violence Against Women Act. Project consultant Becca Bradbird said the program supports services and advocacy in 84 rural communities in western and central Massachusetts.
And the point of this project is that is to look at the link between poverty and violence and to say that it's very hard to be safe as a survivor if you're not economically secure. So we're trying to make the link between the anti-poverty and anti-violence communities.
Bradbird said part of the project's advocacy will be to encourage an increase to the state's minimum wage and passage of a law requiring employers to provide paid sick leave. Reporting from Northampton, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.